If you've never flown into Oshkosh during an EAA air venture, you're in for quite an experience. First of all, there's a very particular arrival procedure. It's published every year, and you better follow it to the letter if you want to go see the show. But on the way in, it's what you see that amazes you. Aeronews correspondent Rob Finfrock got a chance to talk to some of the pilots who were arriving on Sunday.
What is your name, sir?
Robert Gill.
And Robert, what kind of plane is this?
I have a Mooney 252 with a Rocket 305 engine in it.
Oh, all right. Cool. Well, it's a beautiful aircraft. And where did you fly in from?
From Bridgeport, Connecticut.
All righty. How long did the trip take you?
712 nautical miles direct, and made it 4.5 hours.
Oh, and how was the flight?
Well, it started out very well, but over Detroit area, between Buffalo and Detroit, they had thunderstorms. Had to deviate, go a little south, so I went a little out of my way. I guess I've been here about 15 times, so I pretty well know how the traffic works, as long as they don't change it. Frequencies are all about the same as they have been in the last 15 years and so forth.
Oh, good deal. Would you say the controllers are doing a good job?
Oh, they're excellent. The controllers are outstanding. I came in and they had a hold at the airport, not taking any landings, and so some of them were orbiting Bush Lake, and then I went around Green Lake, which is southwest, about 5 miles southwest of Ripon, which is the check-in point.
Oh, okay.
So I went around and around with about four or five other guys until they opened it up. And then I got in the line. They got in the Congo line, as we called it. But there were too many of us. We were bunched up. So finally, after about halfway between Ripon and Fisk, I said, there's no way. So I bailed out. I went out and made a right turn out and went back and started over again. There was just too much traffic. On the second time, I was able to get it lined up, because you have to slow this airplane down to 90 knots, why it's not as easy. Where you got a Luscombe or a Piper or something. I've been here quite a few times, so I know the routine and I do the exhibits that I like. The idea is to try to get in here as early as you can the day before, so you can get a parking place not
right.
too far from the showers. So this is about as far as I've been so far. I brought my bike along, so I don't have to depend upon the buses.
Something that I learned from the pilots I spoke to, it was that as far as 10 miles out, they were no longer an aircraft. They were a spot in the sky. And the controllers would respond to that spot in the sky, telling them exactly where to go. All of the pilots mentioned how much well-controlled chaos it was getting into the pattern to land, but they all expressed this incredibly high level of confidence with the controllers.
Really, the controllers run the show in a way that's, if not Machiavellian, it certainly is harsh. It can be harsh, but as you said, they seem to be very well-natured about it. Let me ask you about what do pilots see as they're coming in?
They did mention the dots on the runway, that the controllers do direct them to land on either the numbers or a specific colored dot on the runway.
Now, the dots correspond with different lengths down the runway, so some are landing short, some are landing medium, some are landing long.
That is correct, and the pilot that went into a little more detail about that did mention to me that at the point when the controllers were telling him to land on the dot, he was looking at that dot. He had full faith in the controller's ability to direct him without causing a violation with another aircraft.
On this first day of Oshkosh, this is obviously pretty important, but it's going to be more important as more pilots fly in.
I would imagine so, most definitely. Many of the pilots I spoke to today expressed that as the reason they did fly in today, to avoid the rush. And if you have enough pilots trying to avoid the rush, it causes a rush of its own.
That's well said. Tell me about what the pilots told you after they arrived at Whitman Field in Oshkosh.
They were very happy to be here, as well as very relieved. When you get into a situation as trying to land at Oshkosh, I believe the adrenaline level is very high. Everybody who I spoke to had a big smile on their face. It was as much enthusiasm as it was sheer relief to be on the ground, engine off, out of the airplane.
And as far as safety, what was your impression of the safety procedures that are undertaken as people land at Oshkosh?
from what I've been able to gather by listening to the radio, again, it is a very high-stress environment, and safety procedures are obviously extremely important in an environment like this. But at the same time, as much as they can, I have been impressed with how friendly the controllers are. They're having to juggle this enormous task load, and I certainly wouldn't be able to handle it with as much good humor as I've heard monitoring the tower frequencies.
That's ANN correspondent Rob Finfrock, and you're listening to the Aero News Network. I'm Pete Combs.